You heard that right. Do it again.
Clink.
Sip and Chat Edition. We are your hosts.
Cam.
And I am Kay. First time, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And if you are returning, what a though.
What a though.
So before we get into our conversation, our sip and chat, go ahead and hit that like, comment, and subscribe. And leave us a message, y'all, on that SpeakPipe, speakpipe.com/Cam and K.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. Go ahead and vent. What made you feel good? What made you feel bad? What's your favorite thing to do? We want to hear from you, okay?
If you want to be petty, leave us a petty.
Yeah, we go to Pettyville sometimes, okay?
Yes.
So go ahead and just leave us a message on our audio website there. And you can find that in the description of our YouTube channel. Nope, it'll take you right to it. You can record and we can play it on the show. Okay?
Yes.
All right, y'all. We are going to, first of all, how you doing, sis?
Chilling.
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a life be lifing, but what do? We just keep on going one foot in front of the other. And I'm good.
Okay, good.
And how are you doing, sis?
I'm good. I know y'all look. So you know we like to we record. So yes, I have on that same bodysuit. I didn't change. Just so you know. So we do back to back recordings that I'm not gonna be changing all the
time. I know I'm trying to do that. Okay.
Right.
We'll be at some sponsors. We
gonna be changing. But right now, I'm good though. Y'all go ahead and I just did an interview on Evo Tyrone's live podcast on YouTube. It's called Evo, E-V-O-L Tyrone. He talks all things horror. Because you all know that, or if you don't know, I have a micro horror movie, which Cam was in. So we were talking about that and all things horror. So go over there to his page, his YouTube. Again, that's Evo Tyrone. It's Evo Live, E-V-O-L-L-I-V-E Live on YouTube. And you can find my interview there that I did. And girl.
I know you're going to enjoy it. So,
yes. So I'm with this organization called the Black Girl Social Club. And this past Saturday, we went to our self-defense class. Black owned, it's in Detroit on 7 miles, called My Tactical Advantage. Homeboy is good. He read down his credentials. He said he's been doing martial arts for 46 years. And the president was like, child, he's been doing it since he was a child. Okay. So he said he started when he was 4. He's 50.
Okay, women, we know it's got a question today.
Yeah.
But most people who are in martial arts,
they started as kids,
as small mm-hmm. children.
So that he's done. He was in the Marines, like in the special forces. He was like in charge of like rescue missions, like getting out hostages. And he is very, very skilled.
And what's his name?
I forgot his name, but you go to his website, we live in Detroit, Metro Detroit, My Tactical Advantage.
Okay.
Taught us some good. I've been to a self-defense class before, and I forgot all the shit that I learned. I went to his class, and we was there from 12:30 to like 3:45. I remember everything.
Yeah, because, you know, at this age, we're a little older, so we pay a whole lot more attention because this world that we live in now is crazy.
It is.
And we don't have time for these fools to be out here acting like the fools because we got something for the fools.
Right.
I just want to say that as a woman, it is very important for you to learn self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Kay and I also have our CCWs.
Yes.
We did take that class together.
And he also teaches you, like, how with your gun, like how to, he said, like, say if you go to the range and you know how you have a target, he said, if you bring that, he'll like work with you and let you know, like, how to shoot more precisely and the groupings. I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Because a lot of people don't know, as far as when you are doing your firearms, it's about breathing. A lot of things is just breathing. Once you relax into it, But girl, anyway, so we just letting y'all know out there in the world, don't mess with Cam and Kay.
That's right.
Because you might, don't run up on.
Don't do that. Well, Mr. will let you know that that's one of my favorite phrases. Don't do that.
All right. So
I'm proud of you. That sounds like a lot of fun. And also, just a little sidebar. It's great to get involved with social clubs, groups like Kay's group is very good at inspiring each other. It's a wonderful group of women who come together, inspire each other. They are building relationships and encouraging each other and also supporting each other in life. And we're outside of me, but still,
it is international. It's chapters in like all the 50 states and plus outside of the United States too. So yeah, the Black Girl Social Club.
Black Girls Rock.
Where we just uplift one another and we support one another. Because we know it's hard. You're being a Black woman.
We get it from all sides.
All sides. And we support each other. This is a club, especially if you are more of an introverted person, like, you know, you don't have that many people that you hang with. This is a good club to get into and to meet some new friends and some new ladies of all ages.
And sometimes to branch out, because sometimes you can have your circles and your friends that you've had for years, but it's okay to make new friends, especially when you're doing your business ventures and just some other people networking
too and all that stuff.
Right.
Right. Okay, y'all know that we start off with some questions that we ask one another, so you guys can just get to know us and we can know each other too even better. So these are just some. This random question that I got off online called from the it's called Random Questions Generator, if you're interested. So this one off top, pancakes or waffles?
Pancakes. But I'll say waffle. It depends if I want chicken or not. Because I like chicken and waffles.
What is it about pancakes you like best?
Because they're light and fluffy.
And so butter, okay, so you like do you like crispy edges or not?
No.
I like the crispy edges. Pancakes. I'm not a huge pancake person. I have to really have to have a taste for them. And I prefer Greek jelly over syrup on my pancakes. Oh, that's good.
I just said.
You never had like jelly on your pancakes? I know I am not the only one.
I have had fruit like strawberries.
See, I don't know.
Really?
I love
it. When I was a kid, I ate so much grape jelly, I think I turned into a grape. So like now that I'm older, my mother used to make pear preserves. So I used to like my pear. Okay. But I don't like pears either, but what my mother used to make, she doesn't make them anymore because we had a pear tree growing up in the backyard. So when she used to make pear preserves, and I love to eat the pear preserves on biscuits or put it on the side of my plate if I had pancakes. Hers was the bomb. It had all that brown sugar. Ooh.
Yes, but one of my my munchy foods that I eat is a pancake. I do the pancakes, right? And I have banana extract flavoring. And of course, with the grape jelly.
Now, what I will do is I will get a ripe banana and I'll mash it up and make banana pancakes.
Not like that.
But I make them banana pancakes with cinnamon. And then you can put a little vanilla extract in it. And it's really good.
Now, normally when I make pancakes just on the regular, I do put the vanilla flavor in there. I get that from my auntie years ago. And
put a little cinnamon in there next time, too.
I'm going to have the munchies when I do that, though, probably at first. You know, everything tastes a little bit better when you
get that munch.
Let me try that way first.
Okay, so how do you feel about waffles?
I love waffles. So if I were to pick between, I'm more of a waffles, but again, I don't get either of them as much. I do chicken and waffles. I do do chicken and waffles.
But they also have this one waffle. It's like a sweet waffle. I've had, now that sweet waffle, I would pick that over a pancake any day. Mm-hmm. It's not like a regular, I like regular waffles too. Mm-hmm. It's all about the butterylicious.
Now, do you like, okay. Again, so my answer for that, y'all, I'm more of a waffle.
And I'd be a pancake.
Because I like chicken and waffles. Now, do you like thick waffles or thin? For instance, I don't know how many of y'all went to have ever been to Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles, but I have. I love their waffles. It's on the thinner side. Oh, it's wonderful.
Now the sweet waffle that I'm talking about is on the thinner side. It's not the big thick one. Mm-hmm. So I would say the thinner one.
Yeah. I mean, I would take that, but
as long as it's soft. I don't like them when they're hard. I like them like,
you don't like crispy.
I like when you it has a little
brown.
A little how can you describe it? When it has a little firmness to it, mm-hmm. but when you press down and it softens up, if that makes sense. I don't like it like the Eggo waffles when you toast it too hard. I would like it when even though I was a kid, if I used like an Eggo waffle, I wanted it just a little crisp, but then soft when I
but I prefer French toast over both of them.
Oh yes, girl.
I love it.
Some powdered sugar.
Girl. With the cinnamon.
Yes.
Come on now.
All the loop.
Okay. So this is like, what makes you cry? For me, it's everything, y'all know. Cry baby. Like when I get mad, I get that, I cry. You know, like when I get mad.
Curious.
Is it
mm-hmm.
when I'm feeling a certain, if I'm in a relationship and you know I'm like feeling a certain type of way, you know, my God have made me, you know, feel a certain way, you know, I cry. A good movie. I think we talked about this in one of the Car Chronicles. Sometimes I like to cry though. I have to have a good cry.
I think
it's very therapeutic and cathartic.
Yeah, you need it for a release. Mm-hmm. Sometimes like I could feel like really pent up, and I know people use different things, but like you said, I think a good cry is necessary at times. Mm-hmm. And also, what makes me cry is. Mm-hmm. When people get hurt, mm-hmm. I'm very empathetic. And so like social injustices, things mm-hmm. that happen bad in the world, a squirrel that got ran over because I've done that and cried mm-hmm. like a baby because I was like, oh my gosh, I killed a living thing.
Oh, you killed it.
Yeah. It ran out in the street and they tell you don't veer for deer, and I couldn't do anything but keep going.
Squirrels, something I think they want to die by
suicide.
Yes.
No, that's not funny.
Because they do be, I'm like, what are you darting out for? I was nowhere near, but now I'm close. You wanna
I have in my life killed 3 animals that I know of.
Okay.
And I cry so bad.
I killed a bird.
I have a list. The squirrel. One time we had kittens by my house and got caught in my wheel.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I cried because before I knew they were there, so I had got water, the water hose, and I was spraying so I could make sure it was nothing there. And I was all up under the car and everything. And I was like, okay, I'm clear. Mm-hmm. And I made sure, and when I heard that,
oh,
I was like, Lord Jesus. It was horrible. And then one time, I was driving down the freeway, and it was a car, and they had their hazards on. They were going slow, and I was in the middle lane. I'm on the lodge. And when you're on the lodge with it, you got to drive. You cannot. And it was a puppy.
Damn.
Shit.
I'm sorry.
I have a puppy, but he came, and I didn't look back. I just had to keep driving. And
when I just I cried because I was like, why was he on the freeway? You know, because he was on the freeway. And if you are from Detroit or you live in metropolitan, when you get on the Lodge, they drive. So you don't, you can't slow down. You better go with the flow of traffic and you'll get ran over. So that really hurt me because I was like, why wasn't this damn dog on the freeway? Mm-hmm.
I remember I cried when I was on, it was years ago, I was in my early 20s. Mm-hmm. I was on the Southfield Freeway going south. I was going down river to get my hair done. And I'm on the far left lane. So, you know, that's like, you know, the fast lane. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm driving. And this reminds me of Seinfeld, like when George Costanza, like, when he hit those birds, like, we have an agreement. When you see us coming, you fly. So, all my Seinfeld fans out there. So, I'm driving fast. And I was like, move. It didn't. Girl, when I looked in my rear view mirror, it just saw feathers.
So did it go poof?
I didn't hear a noise, but I just saw feathers. I'm like, oh my God. I cried.
I called when I hit the puppy baby. I was on the phone because I have the Uconnect, and I pushed it. I was like, oh my God. And my sister was like, no, you can't veer for deer. You can't veer for anything on the freeway. And she was like, you know, at least you didn't die. At least you didn't swerve and hit the car next to you and cause an accident because you can't. But it hurt me because I don't ever want to kill anything.
Right. I mean, that's not, you know,
never
nobody's intent, but, you know, it happens.
So I think we got damn near the whole cat, a squirrel, a bird, right. A puppy in between the two of us. Sorry, animal lovers, that really did hurt us. We don't like to kill anything.
We're really dumb. And I said this on our recap show, but ladies, I went ahead and I got the from the TikTok shop, you know, all the rage, the TikTok bodysuit, and this is the truth. This is not see-through. It's thick material. It was $15 and I somehow got $3 off. So I paid $12 off. And it came down quick.
And she liked her sale.
I do. I don't have to pay retail for nothing.
Me neither.
But it works. I like it.
And she working it, honey. She working.
I'm snatched. Okay. So go ahead and just leave us a comment, whether
what makes you cry
on our speak pipe. You know, you can leave us the comments, we can play it, or if you just want to tell us in the comment section of this video, what makes you cry?
And have you ever killed an animal?
All right. So, okay, y'all, our second segment is Cam and K's top three. All right. So today we're going to be talking about what's our top three, and it's hard to narrow it down to just three. Our top three Prince songs. Okay,
you go first.
All right. So, and we have to sing on this a little bit.
Okay.
So one of mine is I'll be there for you. You have my heart and mind. Really adore you. Okay, y'all. So yes, adore. Oh, what a mess. Oh, I love adore. It's just I love Prince.
If God would have made Prince 6 feet tall, I would have went and found him. Matter of fact, if I was the age I am now and he was alive, I still might go find him. Mm-hmm. I just didn't at the time because I thought he would always be here.
Yeah, I was always in love with him. Mm-hmm. When I was younger, I like Prince better than Michael Jackson. I mean, I might, but I prefer Prince.
They're two different entities. I used to hate when people would try to together. I'd be like, that's impossible.
So Adore is, this is not in order, but Adore is one of mine, one of my favorites. The third one is gonna, I'm gonna be like, oh, it's hard. The second one is No Doubt, hands down, it might be my favorite. Purple Rain.
Well, that's one of mine, because girl, I have to do all this, though.
Oh, the it's, you can feel it.
Yeah,
the guitar solo. Wow. I love the guitar solo and that. That part. Yes.
And I love that damn movie. You could,
I don't care how corny, how cheesy it is. I own it on DVD.
We should have a Prince night.
Yes. I own Purple Rain on DVD.
I got the VHS. Okay. That's how.
Well, we both have two outdated
right.
media.
What's your third?
Oh, it's hard. Okay. So many.
Shoot, I'm forgetting right now.
I'm not your love. I'm not your friend. I'm something that you never comprehend. No need to worry. No need to cry. I'm your Messiah, and that's the reason why I was you. I would die for you. Eh. Darling, if you want me to. I would. So if I had to pick a fast one, that's one of my favorites. Again, I have
How do you pick three?
I have time, but that's my three for today.
Okay. Well, I love Purple Rain, but I'm going to pick three other ones. But okay. I'm going to be a little risque with this and say.
I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was that.
I love that song. I think it was him gyrating on the piano when he was like during the movie, because it's like one of those songs. Darling Nikki. I love that song. And I love, it's corny, but I love When Doves Cry.
Oh, that was my favorite as a kid. You know, that was his, you would think it's Purple Rain, but When Doves Cry is his best selling number one single.
All I know is,
touch if you will, my stomach. Feel how it trembles inside. You got the
but that song is about two lovers that just can't get it right, and the crying is about the pain they feel when they have to be apart, because it's not
right. I love for years the When Doves Cry was my when I was little and like going into my say early 20s,
mm-hmm.
When Doves Cry, that was always my number one. But when I like rewatched as an adult Purple Rain, the movie, I was like, oh my god, that was a masterpiece.
He was so brilliant. It's so many songs that he had.
I cried when I found out, I was at work when I found out that he passed. I was like, no, this, because they knew I love Prince at work. They was like, well, I was like, no, this cannot be true.
My cousin in Ohio got she had the Prince tattoo. She loved him. She went to where he lived. Yes, all of that. But my other song that I like to hear
Mentions. This is your third?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I love Purple Rain, but I have to say this song. When I was young, they wanted me to sing this song to do a remake of it, and I wouldn't because of my religious beliefs.
And the way I met you, baby, you're on your way to be where you were so natural.
Anyway,
till you burn your way, love you till you're dead.
I didn't know what it meant,
right?
But when I knew what it meant, I was like, woo!
I like, when I was like 10, I had
international level.
What's the one where they sing that the ABC? I have his greatest hits CD. CD, yeah, okay, yeah.
My brother was a DJ, so we had all that. I remember he played Chris, and my mother would be like, turn that film
know he talked in metaphors. We didn't know what he was saying. We just
double entendres. But like I love Thieves in the Temple. I love that.
Yes.
From Batman.
He was just a genius.
He was. And oh my God, I just love his musicianship and his artistry. He's an overall artist.
But they said I don't have Prince. Don't bring Prince to a party because he's leaving with your girl. If you want her, they was like, tell her not to make eye contact because if he looked at her like this, it was over.
Oh my God. Yeah. So those are our top three Prince songs. Again, it's so hard to pick just three because Let's Go Crazy. I love Let's Go Crazy.
Just getting us.
Oh my God. This is a fun song, you know. I remember when I was little singing 1999.
Don't you want to do
small?
We should have just wore purple for this.
We should have.
Maybe next time we
all right. But so, what are your top three? I know it's hard. Just try to do it. What's your top three Prince songs?
And if you can't pick three, pick five and send them to us. Go to speakpipe.com/CamandKay.
That's right. Okay, y'all.
And look,
the main topic.
What's the main topic?
The main topic is when pillow talk goes wrong. Ladies, gentlemen, hey men.
Hey y'all.
Hi. So we know what pillow talk means, right? Mm-hmm. So you get to talking to your mate, your significant other, whatever you want to call them. And you know, you just tell them some tea. Contrary to what people may think, men love tea.
They do.
I would text the minister of like, dude, I got some tea, but what is it? Men love tea, honey. They love to pull up. They put that pinky finger up when they sit. I'm just saying that it's how much they love tea.
Yeah, because honey, me and I got some way more than we do, and can retain the information a whole lot better. That ain't what you said. What you said was right. Like they pulling out a notebook. Like, hold on, what you said? Hold on, I took notes. You
like right? So what came about this topic? I was watching an escape. It escaped me, but I was watching something that happened like in real life, mm-hmm. where this couple, you know, the girlfriend told the boyfriend something and he went and told the other person and she's like, hello, that's between us. I should not have to say, don't go tell.
Right.
So that's when pillow talk goes wrong. So I just want to talk about just any instances that happened where pillow talk went wrong in your life.
First of all, if I tell you something, girl, and you're my man, my significant, and you go back and tell, we might fall out. Depending on what it is, we might break up. Because my thing is, if I can't confide in you and tell you things without you going back and telling mm-hmm. other people, that's too much. Mm-hmm. If I said, I'm going to kill somebody, and you felt like, well, dang, maybe she's serious. Mm-hmm. And you felt like you needed, maybe. But other than that, for you to go back and tell them, and now I have a whole situation.
Right, a whole situation. It's like, so y'all, come on. Like, you know, you tell your guy or your girl. So even about your friends, like, babe, guess what?
Let me tell you.
Right. That don't mean you go back and tell somebody. Because I haven't had really an instance where I was pillow talking and somebody told, but indirectly I knew, like I had somebody I was in a relationship with. He told his boy something, and his boy was pillow talking to his woman. Mm. And it got back to my ex, because it was something that he said about like her sister or something like that. And he was upset about that for a minute. He was like, "Why are you gonna tell what I told him like in confidence?" And he tell it, you know. So,
because people cannot hold water no more. I feel like the only way you can avoid that happening is to keep your mouth shut and to keep your like. It's hard because you can have some really good tea, like something going on, and sometimes I don't think people are trying to
talk or spread your business. Mm-hmm. They just trying to get another opinion to kind of try to help you. Like if somebody came to me and told me something, I might say something depending on what it is, mm-hmm. to try to get clarity, like how can I help you figure it out? So you're going to your significant other kind of like another opinion, mm-hmm. another, and if they, you know, they're a man, so you're like, what's the male point of view mm-hmm. on this? Or what do you think that this man may be thinking? Because my girl going through this with her dude, so what mm-hmm. do you think? But for him to go back and be like, what would be really horrible is if you tell him something and then your girl come over, he'd be like, oh yeah, and by the way, what happened with so-and-so? You're like, what are you doing?
Like, you go over your girl house and her man, and he come from upstairs, he sit
y'all on the couch,
and he walk past on double back, like, oh yeah, did you get that yeast infection? I mean, it's like, what?
Let's have some rules to this. Do not be telling your man about your girl's cootie cat.
I'll just do that.
I'm just saying. Right. When I say that, I'm saying her sexual exploits, who mm-hmm. she's doing, how she's doing it. Don't be telling your man that, because you may be telling him and he get intrigued. Ooh. Because the Bible tell you to protect your ear gate and your eye gate. So we have to be careful what we're telling our significant mm-hmm. others about other people. And because you might not be doing it for whatever, but some things that are personal, you need to keep to your breast. Because I ain't telling my man or a man anything mm-hmm. about another female. Right.
Some women,
that's out of order. You're out of order. I ain't telling my man nothing, but I'd be like, oh,
no.
He'd be like, where you learn that from? I Googled it. Because you might be trying something different with him that your girl told you, and then you tell him what my girl told me. He'd be like, oh, well, you did it real good. I wonder if she do it better, depending on what kind of person you're dealing with. Because some men, you know, or be looking at your girl like, oh, she do the grapefruit or whatever.
Oh. speaking of grapefruit,
and I got that from the movie.
To my girl shit. Mm-hmm. People knew heard of that before then. I didn't know about the grapefruit, but until you know that girl shit. Mm-hmm. But let me just give y'all a little tip. I'm not gonna say that the brand, because they're not paying me, but. Just a little tip for those who, she's like, what's this child about to say?
I gotta look at her like, do we have to edit this
part? No, because we are grown. We talk about grown-ish. So just a little tip, y'all. Okay, I'm gonna be strategic. So, there are mints. I think I told you. There are mints that's out here, like at a Lover's Lane, if you have that, or some type of store like that, right? Mm-hmm. That produces more saliva. Mm-hmm. It's for, you know, sexual pleasures, and it's those of like me, who's like 420, you know how you get cotton mouth, you know, it produces more saliva.
Okay.
And it works. I have to tell y'all that it works.
Okay, and I'm gonna have some.
Yep. It works. It like two or three little mints, strawberry. Yeah. This is a little tip, because y'all, I'm your girl, I'm gonna look out for you. Okay. I'm your girl. I'm going to look out for you and your man on
my head. And I'm turning just as pink as my sweater.
I don't know what. Okay, so.
We are grown, yes.
We are grown.
I'm 16. I'm not 16 anymore.
This stuff we're going to be talking about.
Okay.
So, but yeah, again, I'm not giving out the company because they are not paying me. But just know that.
Is there any natural things that you think will be comparable to that?
No. Mm-hmm. Because it works like that.
Is it something that's sour? Is it sweet? Is it
this? I got the strawberry, and it goes by strength and I think it's the biggest one, the largest strength, 225. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a strawberry, and I pop three in, and your mouth fills up with saliva. Mm-hmm. And there's the tea technique. Mm-hmm. Peppermint tea. Mm-hmm. Nice, not scalding hot, but warm. It's a nice sensation.
Why does she have these glasses on? Yeah, she's like,
and first, you unzip the zipper.
Well, I'm getting my Dr. Russo. No, I'm getting my Dr. Russo right now.
Take a long shower to prepare the meat for the tenderization.
Tea technique, and it also worked with champagne. So just so you know, just Google that. He'll like it. He'll appreciate it. So
you'll think.
So again, I'm we grown. We talk about grown stuff, and yeah. I'm looking out for y'all. I'm looking out for you, sis or bro. Hello.
Hey.
I don't judge. So that's not my place. So yeah, it works. It works. So yeah, I will show you. Okay, so the pillow talking, when pillow talk goes wrong. So we all know that it is understood. Like if I tell you something, I'm telling you something, I don't care if you know, go and tell your guy. But we all know that when we say, don't tell nobody, even such and such, we know to keep that to ourselves.
Don't say nothing.
Okay, to nobody.
Because it's a small world and you don't know who know who. Mm-hmm. And you have seen too many movies where that girl in the cubicle or the bathroom or talking too much on the phone in the bathroom or telling somebody something, and you be like, mm-hmm. Oh, the guy with the purple charger, that's my cousin. And then you talking about somebody that you don't even know that's there. Somebody in the world is real small. So I would just say
it's 6 degrees or something like that. Like for real.
Yeah, it might be 3 degrees. No.
But yeah, we just want to come on. Like, look, just keep the pillow talk private. Keep it in the bedroom per se.
Yeah,
because you know that it can happen in anywhere. You know, but,
and if you have a significant other that talk too much, you might not be able to tell them. You might need to refrain from that to not ruin your relationship.
So, have you ever had an instance where pillow talk went wrong that you can think of?
I don't think pillow talk has gone wrong, but sometimes Mr. might be like, I don't want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, huh? You know,
sometimes it'd be too much for him.
No, I just think I try to keep things to my breast because I think that my relationships are my relationships. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to ask an opinion, I would ask first, like, would you mind if I asked him? Or like, I might mention blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But, or I might mention a piece, but not all. And then, you know, or I might ask you, like, would you mind, you know, what you think, or you know, whatever. But yeah, you got to be really careful with that.
You do. But like a lot. Like I said, my mister, he loves the tea.
He likes the tea.
And cause I something could happen at work, like something deep, but then somebody, I'm like, oh, guess what? You know, I'm texting him, but you know, it's doing work hours and he at work. He's like, what? You know, and I do the little tea icon or emoji. But yeah, but just
be careful
because it goes wrong. Again, it was an instance, the reason why I brought this up, because somebody was, you know, pillow talking and they told the other person. I'm like, why did you do that? Mm-hmm. I was like, topic, you know.
And then sometimes you gotta be careful too, because when you tell certain people something and things come back, you don't know how, you know. You said it one way, but then by the time they get it, it may be taken totally out of context.
Mm-hmm. It's like the telephone game.
Yeah.
You know, you hear one thing, but by the time it goes to the channels, it's something totally different.
Yeah.
It's like, what? That game always amazed me. But in the schools. Mm-hmm. yeah, y'all. So have you ever had an instance where, you know, you put a talking to your significant other and it just went wrong and you like, what the hell? With trust, we want to hear that. We want to hear about it.
And we want to hear the pettiness too.
Yeah.
I like petty sometimes. I just like to hear it.
Mm-hmm. I have a vacation home in Pettyville. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We might even have a segment sometimes where we have to let you know our petty Patricias.
Mm-hmm.
Patricias and Patrices. Because we might have to go there.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you have to go there. Because people are getting rude and disrespectful.
Yeah. So I might close it back in.
Thank you all for joining us here
for...
Get that step on.
Link, link.
And we are looking forward to seeing you next time. Remember to go on speakpipe.com/CanandKay. And the link is in our bio at the end of this broadcast. And also go to allthingscanandKay@gmail.com if you have any questions, concerns, comments, or any show topics that you would like for us to review or anything you want to talk about. So with that being said, please like, share, and
subscribe.
And remember Cam and Kay in your prayers, and we hope that you will be blessed and get some of those mints.
Get the mints, you know. All right. If you want to know what they are, inbox me, okay? All right.
Bye.
Bye. Ooh, girl, because when I went to the store, I bought like 3 of them.